Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the early holiday liturgy, December 6th, and the readings are from Cycle B.
John preached and people came scurrying. People of the whole Judean countryside and the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized, and it was no small stroll. It was a 23-mile trek down the desert, a 3,800-foot descent. Don't think safe. The road was dangerous for the bandits. So I had to wonder what need sent them, what hope called them. One conviction united them. The journey would make a difference. Where do you hear the Baptist cry? Where do you hear it now? Where do you hear prepare the way of the Lord? What kind of message would get your attention? The end of the world? Hardly. We've heard it 125 times for the last 100 years. War. There are currently 45 continuing armed conflicts that have generated 51.2 million refugees and internally displaced people. Poverty. Over half of the world lives on less than the cost of a venti coffee latte. Or our nation's love affair with violence, divisiveness, disparity, and racism. You know, it's not that we don't need a word of hope and a call to action. It is just that too often the enormity of the problem numbs us, anesthetize too many people, desensitize them to people's pain, and nothing will ever change. Yet the Baptist still cries in unexpected people. I heard the Baptist voice in the students who served at St. Teresa's HIV AIDS Center in Las Vegas. They stepped out of the Stanford routine into people's story in need. I heard the voice, as you just heard Matt talking about that five-year-old boy, embracing him, hiding his face in a hug of thanks. I heard the Baptist voice in Rosie LaPuma, who this summer worked at Catholic Relief Services in D.C., creating Christmas cards to be sold. She poured over folders and folders of pictures, and one folder touched her heart. People in need, but people smiling. You know, at one moment or another, we want someone to comfort us, right? We want God to send us someone with the instructions, comfort, comfort you, my people, and speak tenderly. Too often I want comfort before I'm willing to give it. And that is so backwards, and it makes me ashamed. The Baptist cries for actions, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. The comfort I feel is the comfort I choose to give. The Baptist announced a baptism for forgiveness. But he points to a mightier one who offers a baptism of God's breath, the Holy Spirit. Being forgiven is not enough. Becoming alive with Jesus' own breath, with his Spirit, is everything. I need the more that Jesus gives. I need to be immersed in a new way of living. I have to enact myself into a new way of thinking and feeling. Maybe I just should respond to the knock on the door of my heart, even if it is only a five-year-old child. Grace is never fully effective until it is put into action. Just as love offered to you is powerless and even destructive unless it becomes love returned. Unreturned love starves our hearts. It was Rosie entering into the world of Catholic Relief Services. It was Matt stepping out of the ordinary with his band of brothers and sisters to serve. That became, I believe, a miracle. Grace lived. But it was praying their experiences that educated their hearts. The students learned that they could and do make a difference. Isn't that what Jesus wanted? Not merely to do it for us, but to do it in us, with us. It's the students' ideas. They're John crying, prepare the way of the Lord by challenging you, challenging me too, to do 2 hours of volunteer service this Advent Christmas tide. What if the whole world did that? Boy, what a difference it would make. But if you do it, make it 2 hours of reverent service. It is more than the doing. It is the praying that the experience eye to eye. Let me explain. I was talking to Sister Anne, a religious sister of the Sacred Heart, who served as a financial administrator of one of their schools in Africa. She told me how important greeting people eye to eye is. In the beginning of her years in Africa, in her American rush to get things done, be organized, she rushed to assign her team the day's tasks. One young African woman waited. She waited 5 minutes until sister finished. She waited until she could look sister in the eye, and she said, good morning, sister. Grace, love, the Spirit, the very Eucharist we hold and receive and becomes part of our flesh, only becomes effective in us when we live it eye to eye. Hearts only touch hearts eye to eye. We only really help another eye to eye. This Advent, God invites, look into each other's eyes, look into the eyes of someone you're helping, and see the eyes of Jesus the newborn.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.